Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Kira Ra here with my beloved.
I am Sri Ramka.
You know, you still are, I love that.
If I don't declare it, I might lose it.
It's the one thing I could depend on, and I am so grateful. And welcome, angels, to the voice of passionate action. You know, this is a very exciting moment in Sri and Kira Live because we're in actually show two of a six-week series. It started last week with James Gilliland. We're continuing this week with Stephen Barber Rother. And today we're diving into what is channeling and more importantly, why you really should care. I mean, this is a big, big subject.
You know, it's a subject that has had a lot of controversy over the years, and since we've been so intimately involved in quote-unquote the field, I don't feel any controversy at all in my life.
Well, of course not. Actually, we feel a lot of peace, a lot of love, a lot of joy, which is quite extraordinary, although the projections, Sri, let's face it,
they're amazing. There's a lot of misunderstandings and projections, and I think...
And with good reason.
Absolutely.
You know, I do think there's some valid reason there.
You know, one of the things that I want to explore with our guests, and I'm just going to mention this now for the listeners to think about, is what is the difference between inspiration and channeled guidance?
Well, and what is the difference between guidance and manipulation?
You know, there are some lines that get crossed.
Absolutely.
And some misunderstandings that get understood.
Right.
or swallowed.
Well, you know, one of the things I love, and it's great because this is such a powerful show today. We've already got tons of letters that have come in from our listeners. I know we already have people getting online. And hey, remember, if you want to join today's conversation, the phone lines are open. Give us a buzz at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And if it's busy, keep calling, get in the queue, because we have a lot to share and a lot to talk about. And there's going to be a lot of channeling happening today.
Indeed. You know, so just to help us get on the same song sheet.
Oh, come on, baby. Are we going to sing a few bars?
Well, we're going to sing a few words.
Okay.
We're going to hopefully harmonize with our guests.
Oh, we're already harmonizing. With our amazing guests. I can feel that gift already.
Absolutely. But, you know, channeling is a word that describes allowing an energy flow to come in.
Right.
It's
really a surrender.
Indeed a surrender.
Yeah.
And when one surrenders, there is a need for a discernment filter. There's a need for a guard at the gate, so to speak. Because what are we surrendering to?
Well, isn't that it?
And how far does it go or reach?
Well, I love that. Because let's face it, Sri, the experience of channeling is not new. It's been around since man has been around, since humans have been around. There's been a divine connection. There's been so many things. And we could spend hours going through the history of that.
Well, this is why I mentioned earlier, what is the difference between inspiration and channeling?
Absolutely.
I spent a period in my life, my life between wives.
This is pre-K, guys. Okay, anything before me is pre-K. This was pre-K.
All right. And the only reason I say that is...
My life between wives. We will talk about that
later.
Well, there's
BC and AD.
Yeah, I got it.
I think that is a marker, at least in the history of this experience I'm having this lifetime, the life between wives. Anyway, for those of you that have had that experience of being in between...
I can't stop laughing. I'm sorry.
There is a sensitivity that comes with it, an openness.
Absolutely.
A fragility because something important is missing, because a foundation is gone, because self-doubt has come in when a marriage ends or a relationship ends.
Absolutely.
There's a time of reevaluation.
Right.
You know,
in your case, you were 50.
That's
a big time to be between wives.
Well, 50 is a grand time.
It's an awesome time, but it's also a time of everything you're talking about. And we certainly go through that in all of our life stages.
Well, one of the things I noticed, just to make this story a little shorter.
Would you wrap it up, dude?
is that in that time of sensitivity and really evaluating what what was important to me?
Yeah.
And where does my guidance come from? I found myself in a, I would just say a poetic connection with the divine.
I love that. That's exactly where you were.
Because the divine was the only thing that mattered.
Yeah.
The worldly relationships, the worldly careers, all of that was on a second, you know, second step down.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to read the works of Rumi and Hafiz, mm-hmm. these Persian poets who were very much in ecstatic trance while they were writing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I offer this as a segue for our show today is I so loved Rumi's work, and I know there's many, many, many of us that are touched deeply. And Rumi would go into the temple, and he would find a pillar, and he would begin to breathe deeply and walk with his hand touching the pillar. He'd walk in circles.
Almost like a dervish with the pillar.
Almost a whirling dervish. Mm-hmm. And he would walk around in circles. I don't know how fast or how far, because the historical record is just a little cryptic on this.
Sure.
And then he would begin to sing and chant his poetry, and someone else would write it down.
He was ensouling. He was channeling. And this is the beauty. This is the blessing, is that when we can get rid of the labels, right? When we can free ourselves to see the expansiveness, then we see the beauty. There wasn't anyone that ever challenged the beauty of Rumi.
Not at all. Not at all. And I look at people, great minds like Einstein and others who have brought through scientific material, and I've often questioned, are they aware of the source of their inspiration?
Maybe. And maybe they're just, you know, Shreya, and maybe they're just not chatting about it. You know, before we bring on our extraordinary guest today, I want to, we've had a couple letters come in, but one letter really touched me. It was from Brian. Hey, Brian, I'm not going to say your last name on the air, but I want to refer to Brian's letter a couple times today because he brought up some really valid points. But one of the things he said, Shreya, that you and I have talked about more than once, is that he basically says, well, here it is. I'm just going to read this. Dear Shreya and Kira, the universe gives voice to many beings with many voices. I strongly support your message, and I often listen to your voices to partake in the wisdom that you have to offer. To do that, all I have to do is tune in at the right time and in the right place for me. Now, here's what he says that I really think is important. I must confess I have never been able to discern for myself the truth of the channeling process. I am more impressed with the content of your message and what it has done to enhance my life. And I will say that I have a strong response in my heart to hearing your ensoulments without any doubt whatsoever. That is, I have had doubt about, and he refers to this as the nature of archangelic possession, but do not doubt the response in my heart to the message that is given. And he has a whole bunch more here. And Brian, we're going to come back to your letter off and on during the show after we invite in the authors.
But it brings
too.
Up 2 points. One
exactly.
point is separating the message from the messenger.
Exactly.
And the other is, does the process through which the message was received affect the validity and value of the message?
Well, you know, one of the things he says down here is he talks about, let me see if I can find it really quickly, basically about how, you know, is this a mental condition? You know,
well, I thought the same at one point.
Well,
in
and
my
that's
life,
what I wanted
know?
To say is yeah. that, you know, when you and I got together, this was when we were first getting together. I was the idiot savant. I didn't even know what channeling was. I had no experience, nothing. And the next thing you know, we have these extraordinary messages coming through us, which to this day, which is why we call it ensoulment, because to this day, when those full body messages come through, I'm the first one that needs to be tuned into what just happened.
Right. Kira's particular method is to completely surrender, so she's not fully conscious of what's coming through. We'll talk more about that later.
Exactly.
As needed, but I'm excited to introduce our guests for today. And we are delighted to have Steve and Barbara Rother with us. And Steve entered in on the channeling stage, you might say,
uh-huh.
by bringing in this beautiful collective of beings simply called The Group.
I love it.
And he began that in 1996. And since that time, book after book of
yeah.
messages has come
prolific
out.
Prolific information.
Translated into 18 languages.
I love that.
Beacons of Light offers monthly messages, and Barbara is contributing with Connecting the Heart messages distributed each month into 24 languages.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I love
it's
it.
It's wondrous. And here's another milestone that really offers encouragement to the values I hold dear. Steve and Barbara are 5-time presenters at the United Nations on 2 continents. And as far as we know, they are the only people who have taught a channeling class at the UN.
Go right, right. On. They rock. So, these guys rock.
Yes. And so they have a couple of websites. One is a nonprofit called lightworker.com. Lots of free information there. And pathstoempowerment.com, where there are training classes.
And I think that's paths number two, right?
Number two.
Yeah.
And so with we're going to talk more about Steve and Barbara's history, and here's a spoiler alert. They've been married for 41 years. Way to go.
I love that. They grew up together.
Talk about finding the right person at the
right
time.
Yeah, didn't they meet at like 16 or something?
Listen, without further ado, we want to welcome Steve and Barbara Rother.
Welcome to Shree and Kira Live.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for having us on your program.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's our joy.
I love what you've been saying. Absolutely magical.
We love that.
Well, the one thing, I just want to pick up on the last thing I said. 41 years is not so much a milestone as a marker of truth.
A celebration.
I know that it took me a long time to find my mate, my true union. And you two found each other earlier in the path. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
We feel very blessed that we did find each other, and we have grown up to each other, and every year is a learning experience, and I can really say that he still gives me flutters in my heart.
I know that I share that joy with you, because every morning I wake up, I look at Shree, and I'm like, I love you, and I'm so glad you're here. So I really get that. I love it.
It's magical. But I love what you're saying about the channeling process, because that was the difficulty we had in the very beginning. People were giving too much power to the word channeling. And
right.
Does that mean I have to pay attention to everything? Is that it? No, that is not what this process is. The group's message is all about learning to trust and discern everything in your mm-hmm. own heart, including their messages. In the beginning,
beautiful.
Well, in the beginning, I wanted to know who they were.
You sound like
friends. My friends were starting to, channel and say, oh, I'm channeling this entity from the 23rd dimension. I'm channeling this archangel, and I'm channeling. It was kind of like a competition. And in the beginning, I wanted to know who they were, what dimension they were from, and everything else, and they wouldn't tell me. They said mm-hmm. humans put way too much power in the labels.
Absolutely.
They said, what we want you to do is start discerning the message for the content of the message alone. And because
exactly.
of that, they never gave me a name when we ended up calling them the group.
That's basically where
it came from. So, and now we've taught channeling classes, of course, all over the world in different parts. And basically what it is learning to teach people how to trust themselves and their inner
exactly.
guidance. And their own
well, one of the things that you shared was in the earlier years, it seemed like it was a competition. And
yeah.
I know that when I discovered the Sedona Journal for Enlightenment with all the channeled messages in there, well, I didn't feel it was a competition. I found it very confusing as a reader.
Well, and we're actually going to have Melody on next week to talk more about that.
About the variety of messages. But the one thing that strikes home that you just shared was we need to listen to our own heart's wisdom to know what to accept in and what to discard.
Well, now I have to ask you guys. So Steve, 1996, how did this happen? I mean, I'm sure you've shared this before, but let's just share it again. How did this start happening for you? How did this come forward?
I was a general contractor, and I lived in a totally different world than I live in today. I mean, mm-hmm. this is mostly made up of 4-letter words and hard hats and things of that nature.
He didn't hug much back then.
Didn't hug much back
then.
I get it.
But he got the job done.
Exactly.
Exactly. And Barbara was very much into her spiritual path. She was into the Church of Religious Science.
Yeah, science of mind. I was learning how to be a practitioner. I was really headed toward that direction. And,
mm-hmm.
I went to church, and Steve's like, I'll stay home with the kids. You go on and do your thing.
I kind of had enough of church growing up when being forced to go and everything. And
sure.
And basically what happened was on New Year's Eve, 1995, we went to one of her church's processes, kind of like a party, but it was basically gathering your intent for the new year. Letting go of the things you wanted to let go of and claiming the new things. And And my whole intent here was to go, and since I didn't know anything about all what these people were talking about, they were talking about Reiki, they were talking about meditation, they were talking about all these things that I knew nothing about. And basically, my idea was to go and smile and nod, and I just wasn't going to say much.
He was there to support me, you know?
Yeah, I was just... So as soon as we walked in the door, they separated us, which scared the heck out of me.
Oh, of course.
And I made it through the course. We made some, you know, we got to know some people. It was very nice. It was very open and very easy to do. At midnight, we all hugged and kissed and went home for about an hour and a half, I think it was, and then we were supposed to meet back on the beach. And we were going to make this big bonfire and take our list that we had, and we were going to tear it in half and throw the negative half in that we wanted to release in the fire, and we were going to read the positive things we wanted in our life to the rising sun. Well, there was only about, I think it was about 35 people in the class. Only about 12 of them showed up.
Uh-huh.
But I have to say, at that point, I felt much more involved with it because being a contractor, I had all kinds of wood scraps and so forth. So I got there early and built a big bonfire for
everybody. Well, you made the fire.
We
huh?
bring the skills yeah. that we have to the table. I love it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, I felt much more a part of it at that point. But nonetheless, I wanted to kind of sit back. And of course, I want to see everybody else go first. So I was kind of hiding in the smoke. You know, there's always one place where the smoke goes.
Oh, sure.
So anyway, the leader comes up and he tears his thing in half and he throws it in the fire and everybody goes, whoa. And I didn't even know what that was. So he basically starts to read what's on his list. And he says, you know, I'm being told that Steve needs to go first.
Ah.
And he walked over and handed me this thing and told me to go first. And
rope, you called it. It was a
smudge stick, basically, but I didn't know anything about that, so I called it my smelly rope story.
Basically,
I gave Barbara a very dirty look at that point.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what did you get me into here? And I said, you know what, I can do this. I only had five things on my list. I can do this. So I went, ripped up the paper, threw it in. Everybody said ho. I held up the stick to the rising sun, and I held up my paper, and I couldn't see it. I was completely blurred out, and the tears started.
Aww.
Well, for a big contractor guy to start crying like that was
yeah, huge. That's major.
But it was unbelievable. I couldn't stop the crying, and pretty soon I look around, and these people are all holding up their hands to me, sending me energy. And of course, I didn't know what that was. I
right.
thought that was some sort of New Age applause or something. I didn't understand it. But basically, they were all holding the space for me. And finally, I came around and I tried to read this thing on the top, and all I could say was, I will be a light worker.
Mm.
And that was the first time I heard this. I still get a little emotional talking about it.
I came up to him later and I said, what's a light worker? And he says, I don't know, but we're going to be one.
I have no idea.
Well, I love that declaration to the universe. It's like, well, I'm just clear that that's what we're supposed to do. And so
exactly.
What a beautiful ignition. I mean, I love the serendipity of the fire and the energy and the group of 12 that assembled. I love that.
Well, one of the things I've learned along the way is that there comes a time where we must set aside our ego, or the quality of our inspiration is going to be distorted.
Absolutely.
And in that moment of tears, in that moment of surrender, in that auspiciousness, you set it all aside and just said yes to the universe in whatever fashion. At least that's what I get from your story.
Well, and when we say yes to the universe, everything comes forward.
Yes, he surrendered to spirit. And the magical part is that when the group first connected with him, January 1st, it was his birthday. What a birthday present.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. The whole thing was amazing. And then I thought, okay, that was over with. I'll go back to my life now. Well, my life didn't work at that point. Nothing worked in my life. When you're a contractor, you basically bid jobs, and sometimes you get them and sometimes you don't. But, you know, by the end of the year, everything usually works out. And I started bidding jobs and reducing my price because I needed some jobs. And so I couldn't get a job to save my life.
Mm-hmm.
And basically,
because your real job had come forward.
Exactly. My business was
closing. Yeah, your mission was there.
In the meantime, I met some people on the internet, and I started writing. And that's really how the channeling really started for me, is on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when
so
you're,
as you were writing, the flow of information would come through.
It became very much aware to me that I was saying things that I did not have conscious knowledge of.
Right.
And I found other people that were doing it. I kind of connected to the Cryon work at that time, Lee Carroll, and I didn't know them or anything else, but I found a book, and that book just meant the world to me because somebody else was saying something very similar to what we were bringing forward.
Right.
And since then, I've gotten to know him, and we're friends and everything, but we didn't know them at all back then.
Yeah.
And it was it was an astounding change of direction for me, completely.
Complete change of direction. And we've had so many of our callers and students talk about each person seems to have a pivotal moment.
Right.
There is a call. And when the call happens, everything has to either line up with it or we move into a time of turbulence.
Well, you know, it's so true. I just have to share with both of you, Barbara and Steve, that my heart is so huge around you because really it's almost exactly what happened with Sri and I, only I was the one who didn't know what was going on. And you were the one who was, you were on your way to becoming a minister. I mean, it was just, it's really funny to me to see the parallels.
Well, I what's funny is I have a short story to share.
Uh-oh.
So, and then we're going to get to some callers here, but I do want to share this because I have a smile on my face just remembering it.
Absolutely.
So, Barbara, you were at Science of Mind. I was over at Unity Church, and I was applying to be an assistant minister and receive the training. And the person interviewing me said, "Now, do you ever listen and follow voices in your head?" And the voices said, "Tell him no."
Exactly.
I love that. I love that.
And that's only partially true,
but it's
kind of we have our inner worlds, you know, and as I described my time between time there, as I was doing my writing, I was following a channeled line of communion as well. Listen, we've got some callers standing
by. Bless their heart, all these beautiful people.
So why don't we just start with the person who called in first, and that's Carmelina. And welcome her to the show.
Sure.
Now, welcome, sweetheart.
Hello.
Hi, Angel. How may we serve you today? Hi.
Hi, yes. I was just wondering, I guess, I have been single for a while now. It's been like 3 years. I had a serious relationship like about 3 years ago, and then that ended. And I haven't really liked anybody. I just recently liked this guy, but he has like some baggage, and I don't think he's ready for what I'm looking for. And I'm kind of just wondering, like, because I feel like finally in my life I'm ready to meet someone. Like, when am I going to?
Well, that's an interesting point. You want me to jump in first here, or are we going to all just kind of
whatever. That would be fine if you'd like to. Sure.
Sure. Well, actually, Carmelita, what's going on here is that let me just ask you where your father is. Where's your dad? Is he still alive?
Yes.
Do you have a connection with him?
Yes.
Good. He's holding a lot of the answers for you here. In some ways, you have been holding people up to his image. And that's not a bad thing. But basically, what's going to happen here is you have several contracts. And by contracts, I don't mean things you have to get done. I simply mean highest potentials for you to do something here. You did not want to be alone in this lifetime, and you basically set up several contracts. You're very frustrated because you have found people sometimes that you have tried to bring into your father's standard. And that, does this make sense to you about what I'm saying?
I mean, my dad is a good guy, yeah, so I would like to find a good guy. I'd seen to not find a good guy, so I guess, yeah.
Well, you know,
I mean,
I'm going to jump in just for 1 second. I just want to share with you the image that they're sharing with me, because everything that Steve's sharing is right on, and I want you to close your eyes if it's safe to do so, and I want you to feel yourself coming up out of the water, and this extraordinary, beautiful group that's around you right now is saying, come up out of the water and drop the baggage. In other words, it's like it's your time to be reborn. And this is part of what's tying in with that energy around your dad, but also around the energy that you're carrying. And they're saying, stand up, drop the baggage, and then turn around, meaning choose, look in a different direction. And here's the thing. You're also resonating really strongly right now with the number four. I'm hearing 4 weeks, 4 months. And so over the next 4 weeks, I would suggest every week, look at what have I released this week? What accumulated baggage from living a life of drama no longer serves me? And the more that you do that, the closer you are. And this person that you're with right now, they need to release their baggage too. And so it's time for you to let your presence attract what you want. And sometimes that happens when we are with someone who's just waiting for us to start. And I didn't mean to interrupt, Steve. I just wanted to jump in and share that. So that's
my little two cents. Well, I'm not with anyone right now. I'm not with anyone right now.
Okay, well, then they're right there, babe. I see them because yeah, they're right around you.
I see somebody close as well. I see somebody.
Yeah, they're right there. So it's just about allowing that to come forward for you. And thank you for calling, Angel. We have a lot of people online, so many blessings. And go have fun. Let the next 4 weeks be amazing and just let go of anything that doesn't serve you.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'm just a little confused on what you're saying, but... Okay.
Well, then I invite you to listen to the recording of the show again and listen to what Steve said and listen to what I said. And I think you'll find that it will absolutely work out.
Namaste. And we'd like to move on to one more caller here before we take our station break. And so we have got Susanna standing by on line four. And
namaste, dear one. Oh, welcome to the show, Susanna. Thanks for calling.
Namaste. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I need some guidance.
Sure.
I retired from work in December. Now, ever since, I have been having physical problems like vertigo, sinus. I now am suffering from stomach ulcers. So would it be possible to get advice on how to get my body back into harmony, into balance, and how to heal that ulcer?
Well, absolutely.
This is not how I had projected my retirement to be.
Yeah, sweetheart. So first and foremost, just take a hand and place one hand, doesn't matter if it's your left or your right hand, and place it on your stomach. And I want you to just take your other hand, whichever one it is, and place it on your heart. And as you hear from all of us right now, I want you to just be continually pumping energy from your heart into the hand that's on your heart, circulate it through your body into that hand that's on your stomach, and just start a circuit of receiving love and receiving reassurance. And we're just going to offer you a few things. Steve, would you like to jump in?
Yeah, I'll simply say that your body's resetting itself. You basically have lost some of your structure, and congratulations on the retirement, by the way. It's been a big thing in your life, but your body is basically resetting itself to live in a different vibration. Structure is very helpful for all of us in different ways, so I would find ways of bringing some structure back into your life to help your body reset. You'll be out of the... survival mode pretty soon. I know that seems to be kind of where you're at here, but it's actually part of the movement that you've been going through. But I would find the structure and move into the passion, because that is the many times retirement is a killer, because we lose things that we're doing. We think we're going to go off into the sunset and enjoy every day of our life, and we wake up and we're lonely, we're tired, we're not in the situation we want. So find that passion, that one thing that you're really good at. And you're quite creative, my dear. That's the thing that I would look at, one of your forms of creativity, and finding a way to express that, even if you're not feeling good. It'll help ground a lot of the energy and keep moving through it.
So keep breathing, Angel. Keep receiving. Keep pumping that heart energy.
And since you've got a group of us here, let me just underscore. I want to what Steve said about structure is so important, especially when you retire. Make sure that you follow some form of healthy schedule of how you take care of yourself, how you greet the day, how you end the day. And then here's the passion piece. Why not take a piece of paper and write what brings me joy is, and just journal multiple endings to that sentence stem. What brings me joy is. And as you create your joy list, you're going to find those particular nuggets that will ignite you. and the stomach will settle down.
You know, it really will, my love. And if you haven't done it yet, please get a copy of Kira's Cure. It's the ebook that we just published. It's now available on Kindle, or you can click on it right here at shrinkira.com or shrinkiraradio.com and grab the ebook. You know, it's all of 99 cents and it will walk you through a lot of ways to deal with when our body starts claiming that it has control. And so thank you for calling, Angel. I think it's perfect you called today. Namaste and much love to you.
Thank you all. It's been very, very nice. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings to you.
Take care.
And, you know, thank you so much to all of you listening. We're at the half-hour point here. We're going to take a little station break.
How does that happen?
Time has been moving along.
It is so
fluid.
I don't know how
that happens. Well, I do know. It happens every
hour.
Well,
it does happen every hour.
And so stay with us. We have a lot more show to go, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting shriandkira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.shriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's shriandkira.com.
Welcome back. We're delighted that you're with us now.
We really are. And, you know, what a powerful show. The time is just flying by because this is a powerful topic.
Well, and you know, when we began the show, we shared a little bit of a letter that one of our listeners sent in.
And I want to read another one of his questions in a moment.
And it's a provocative topic.
There's a word. It is provocative. So here's one of the things that he also talked about. He said, in the conversation of channeling, what often arises is a question of good, evil, or benign. The question of angels, demons, or a mental condition. And how do we really know the answer if, in fact, someone is dealing with a deceptive voice that is using a channel to gain a voice on Earth? That's a powerful question. He also said, it seems like many people who do channel often seem to deny the existence of evil. And, you know, we have such a blessing here to have Stephen Barber with us today to add to this conversation as far as there is. You know, I remember, Sri, when you and I first went out, we were so naive. Oh, my God, bless us. We were so naive. You know, we went out there. We were just doing it because we said yes.
We shared the gift that was given to us.
We just said yes and kept going. And the people who projected, leading up to culminating the attempt on my life, I mean, we've had so many things happen. And yet there is a blessing to keep going, to navigate. And there's a strength in union. I know certainly we have that blessing and Steve and Barbara have that blessing. And I think that Brian's questions are very, very valid. And let's talk about that.
Well, so let me pinpoint this a little bit. Steve, you shared with us that opening moment, and Barbara, you know, what, as this group began to speak through Steve, what was going on for you?
Things had to change.
I mean, were you in trust around this, or was there doubt? How did you move through your own process?
Right, I went right into fear, and I'm glad, because it was a lesson that I learned that now I share with other people, because we have, like, you know, couples that the wife is all into this type of new information, and the husband is in fear of, like, what's happening to my wife. And
right.
I was like that. I was like, what? Who is this new Steve Rother? I didn't know my husband anymore. And I was unfamiliar with channeling, even though I was on my spiritual path. It really rocked our world. And at that time, I just wanted him to have a steady job and all that. But, you know, I listened to my heart, and that's what got me through it. And I said, you know what? You go for it, and you just follow your path. I trust you. And that's what it takes, is following your heart and trust. And I'm glad I did. I kept my steady job and let him create this magic that he was working toward, creating Lightworker. And as it was developing, I soon said, you know what? You're having too much fun with this. I'm going to leave my job and join you. And he said, wait a minute. And his security button kicked in and said, you can't leave your steady income. I said, just watch me. And then, you know, once I did, we create this beautiful union in our work.
Absolutely.
And it grew from there. And, you know, we didn't worry about money. That money was just an issue that just wasn't a worry to
us. It was always there.
Because we grew in our passion, and the money followed.
That was it.
Well, now what you're demonstrating right now is that leap of faith, or that willingness to commit to your authentic calling, following the joy.
Right. Well, but now here's something Barbara said that I want to underscore. Barbara, you gave Steve a great gift because you gave him your support. And, you know, Sheree, you gave me that gift too. Now, Steve, let me ask you this. I know for myself, when this first started coming through me, I always say I was the idiot savant of this. I really went through my own. The messages were incredible, but yet there was this internal struggle. There was this internal resolution. I remember looking at Sheree and saying, I am never going to do this in public. I am never going to let anybody know this happens.
You're telling my story. You're absolutely telling my story. At one point, I really wanted to know more about it because people were saying, hey, how do you know these aren't the bad guys?
Exactly
the same as your question here. How do you know that these guys can be trusted, these group of yours can be trusted? So I asked him.
How did you come to your own resolution?
So how did you walk through that? I mean, obviously you have a wonderful partner, but how else?
It was a conversation I had with them, and I basically said, I need something. I need identification. I need some sort of credentials, or I can't channel you.
Right.
And they came back with the answer, we honor all of your decisions, and they went silent.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped channeling through me.
Right.
And I immediately went into a depression. It only lasted about, I don't know, 4 or 5 days or something. And finally, I went back and I kind of went, knock, knock, are you still there? And they laughed hysterically. They thought that was hilarious.
Of course they did.
They would actually leave
I love
me.
It.
But basically, they said, you know, I said, if you won't tell me who you are, tell me why you won't tell me who you are. And they said, now you've
good
asked
question.
A really good question. They said, now you've asked a great question. And they said, very simply, you humans have a tendency to want to give power to the labels. And that's where our fear of the unknown or the dark side comes from. Now, if you just look at light and darkness, light always wins out over darkness. In fact, darkness only exists where there is a lack of light. You can always take a flashlight and shine it in a dark corner and bring light into it. So
indeed.
Do I deny evil? No, I don't. But I don't play that game either. Does
well, that's
voodoo
the discernment,
work?
Isn't it? Isn't it about really
does
cultivating your spiritual
yes,
discernment?
It does, but not for me. It's real simple. So that is really what I've learned to do with this whole thing. And then they started saying, okay, we're going to give you all the information you want, but we don't want you putting labels on it or 23rd dimension or archangel this or archangel that. They just wanted the message to come through.
Well, when we first began our work, we were warned about psychic attacks, and it concerned me at first. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to accept that. I envisioned myself like a duck with water rolling off its back, you know, like a duck with water, just not accepting it. And it's like Steve said, voodoo only works if you take it in and accept it as your truth. So is there negativity out there? Yes. Are there people that don't agree with us and might wish us harm? Maybe so, but it's not in my world, and that's what's important. If you accept only goodness in your world, then the negativity does not enter it.
Well, only love exists here. And that was really a very similar message that we were given, which is only love exists. And it's what you're putting your attention toward and how you radiate, because the reality is it's your presence. You know,
it's
the
your presence,
but
with this wonderful game board that we're dancing with here is a free will zone.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of misguided, or let's just say more tragic, tragic strategies that are playing out.
Well, you know, Sri, I love what they're saying here, because I remember you know, in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, one of the things you did was you absolutely called out and said, how do I know you guys are real? And how do I know this message is of the highest? I mean, you were the biggest skeptic in my life was you.
Well, just in a quick paraphrase, because the message was similar, is Archangel Zadkiel at that time said, I am the appointed one to deliver this information to you, and because you asked me to.
Right.
And I said, I don't remember that. And he said, well, he says, give it time.
Not quite.
At any rate,
that's wonderful.
But the nutshell that I want to share is that what Zadkiel shared was, if the message leaves you feeling less than, if the message leaves you judging another person, if the message leaves you with any sense of hierarchy, it is not of the highest.
And that your heart is the ultimate truth detector. And
that's
so it is. And, you know, that's the blessing, is that so often, you know, when we get these questions, like Brian has another question here about manipulations and interference, what we have discovered in our experience, and I'd love to hear your sharing, is that when a message seems to be quote unquote manipulated, it's often because the stream of energy is filtering through an egoic filter.
Right. Right. Where basically, I consider myself to be a translator.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
exactly.
If I'm
very
much attached to something myself, can I taint the message as it comes through me? Absolutely, we can. We're human. We're not perfect beings of vessel. And you said the magic word earlier, discernment.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they told me about discernment. They said discernment is the first empowerment tool in the new energy.
Absolutely.
And they said, if it resonates with your heartstrings, take it as your own. And if it doesn't, don't judge it. Don't call it bad. Just call it not for me at this moment.
I love that. And that's isn't that the gift? Is that the more people that can hear that, because there is such a plethora. You know, we are at the time where a teacher is appearing for every being. And, you know, all beings are finding their journey. And it doesn't mean that you have to agree with all journeys. However, it is truly not in our place to interfere with anyone's journey. It's in each being's discernment to discover the path that will lead them home.
That's beautiful. Absolutely.
And all are finding their way. And,
And
I, some of us are like popcorn in the pan. You know.
Are you that crusty one in the bottom, Sri? What are you, baby?
Kernels that just don't give it up, you know?
Well, we don't say that people are awakening to spirit. We say that they're exploding in this energy.
That's more what it looks like today. It's explosions into spirit. Your whole life changes overnight.
I love that. It's so true. It is an explosion.
Well,
I love that.
Well, now speak to that. In terms of your circle of interaction, have you seen a growing acceptance, a widening of...
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, in the beginning, the group gave me the choice. They said, you know, I picked up this Cryon book at this time, and I had seen somebody else bringing through a message that very much resonated with me, and I started calling myself a channel. And they said, you have a choice. You do not have to call it a channel. We will completely honor you if you stand up and speak as Steve Rother and not Steve Rother in the group. And I had a choice. And in the beginning, I met all kinds of resistance. I'll never forget being on a plane one time and actually telling a lady what I did, and she wouldn't look at me the rest of the journey. She went into fear.
What a great lesson, though. You know, don't we love how these lessons come to us? And thank goodness.
Well, and finally, I had to come to the realization that I was on my way to speak for the third time at the United Nations in Vienna. So what do I have to be ashamed of?
Exactly.
And,
woohoo.
And it was the public acceptance and the fear around the whole channeling thing. But, you know, I believe all inspiration comes from the same place. I call mine a channel. I bring through mine verbally. But Many people bring their channeling through music. Many people bring their channeling through artwork, healing. Yep.
Through science, like we were talking about earlier, Einstein and others.
I think there's a fundamental demonstration of authenticity that is the true lesson here. I remember we were looking for a book agent, and there was this, we were honored that this one individual who was quite well known and well placed said to us, I can get your books published, but I want you to drop all reference to Archangel Zodkiel and to the channeled information. I want you to just write the information. And we had that same choice, Steve, is that we felt it would be out of integrity because we wanted to disclose the truth of
our
experience.
And I'll never forget the people that said, in Sri, we need to put you in an Armani suit and cut your hair and after you had just grown your hair. When I met Sri, he did not have long hair.
I spent my whole life conforming. And
you
I said,
did.
I want
you
my moment
so
of just let it be me.
You were adorable.
Good for you. Good for you. You look marvelous the way you are, too, both of you. You look very happy. Awesome.
Bless your heart.
I wanted to share really quickly, too, about science. You said science. We tell a story quite often in our channeling courses about Einstein. He would work with his physics and his chalkboard. That was kind of his technology of the day.
Right.
But he would always get to these points where he gets stuck. And he would sit down and take a nap. And he had a chair that he would take a nap in, very short naps. But he would also have this rock. And he would hold this rock while he took the nap and let it hang off the edge of the chair. And when he reached a state where he'd start to fall into a deep sleep, he'd drop the rock.
Right. Yeah.
That would wake him up, and he would have the answer to his questions. He would see it from a totally different... That is what I call a channeling tool. Very simple.
Absolutely.
Awareness state.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Salvador Dali did the same thing. We were in Florida at a event where we were appearing, and we went to the Dali Museum afterwards. Uh-huh. And they said he would stay awake for days in order to get these crazy visions, you know, that he painted the melting alarm clocks and all that. And when he got tired, he would sit in the chair with a spoon in his hand. And if the spoon dropped, it meant he had to get up and paint.
That's perfect.
Well, I love that. I love it. It brings it down to the inspiration and to allowing the flow. You know, each being, the way that we receive messages is as unique as each individual is.
Yes.
And this is why there can't be a right or a wrong way, because there's 7 billion unique ways of receiving information. It's how we surrender and harness our heart to deliver that information that offers a presence that will hopefully inspire others to find that gift within themselves.
That's it. That's the age of empowerment we're walking into. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And aren't we grateful we're all still alive? I'm so excited we're still here.
It was a close call.
No kidding.
More than one.
Exactly.
You know,
every day I'm like, I'm glad we hung around.
Right. Yeah. Everybody has the ability to channel, though. You know, people used to come up to me and say, well, Barbara, you're always so close to Steve and the group. Do you channel as well? And I used to say, oh, no, not me. He has the gift. And then I thought, wait a minute. I've always had this strong women's intuition. That's channeling.
That is.
And now I know that, of course, I'm channeling my own source. And I even think that I'm part of the group, because somebody asked, how come the group chose Steve and not Barbara? And what did the group come back and say?
The group came back and said, who said we chose Steve?
Exactly.
I think
For sure. Because the two of you, I mean, let's look at your amazing story. You two meet when you're 16 and you get married and you've been together, whether you were conscious of it at that time or not, which, you know, sometimes we're not in the early stages, you got together for this mission, and it's both of you, just like with Sri and I. You know, I always say that Sri is the one who's really doing this. I'm just the body.
it's been an amazing journey. Of course, when you're married for a very long time, it's not, you know, she's not the same person that I married. I'm not the same person she married. We evolve. We go through different processes. And I don't mean to say to anybody that a long-term marriage is better than a short-term marriage.
No.
I know many people who've been in a relationship too long, to be honest with you.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true.
It's the quality of it. And if your relationship can go through those points where two people can grow together, now you've got magic. And that's, we give a course, but we don't call it relationship. We call it a relation shift. SIS.
Mm, I love it. I love it.
Right.
Yeah. Because that's what's needed.
The main thing is giving support, and there's no spiritual competition between us. And I know, like you two, I can feel that you support each other and respect each other.
That's the balance.
Absolutely, because balance is where we find our harmony. And, you know, you can find that balance without a partner, or you can find it with a partner. And sometimes finding your balance with a partner can actually be a little more challenging.
Yes.
Well, let's just say there's always a witness.
Be very rewarding.
You know, I want to come back to the one of the topics from earlier on, and that is the how do you ensure that what you're receiving is of a quality that brings, you know, that opens your heart. I guess what I'm saying is not doubting the group, but there are many people that have come to you for training.
Yep.
How do you help them set up the guidelines and the guideposts?
First thing I tell them is don't follow me. Very simply. We try to awaken people's inner sense of themselves. Everybody has that within them. We have forgotten it while we're playing this game of pretending to be a human, which is the title of my last book.
I love it.
And basically we're playing this wonderful game like you talk about, putting this veil on, forgetting who we are and coming down here and bumping into each other and calling this good and this bad and this right and this wrong. And all of it is an illusion. And if we can get people to hear their own inner voices, there's no doubt. And that's really where this is. So how do I do it? The group said, it's none of your business what people think of you.
I love
Very
the group.
Clear. Find your way.
None
huh?
of your business what people think of you. It's only your business to make sure that your heartstrings are in integrity with you. Plain and simple.
Absolutely.
And that was it. So that's basically something I had to learn, because the first thing you do when you stand on a stage is you want to please the people that you're standing in front of.
Well, sure, it's a natural desire, yeah.
Yes. So I had to learn that. Very difficult lesson in the beginning for me.
I suspect, Barbara, you got the sideline version of that, meaning if Steve's on stage, what are they asking you?
Well, when we're presenting, I'm on stage, we do this dance together, we present together.
We do.
And people love it because Steve is such a strong male force bringing forth this powerful information. And I am there as this strong woman, but I bring it in a softer sense of this is the way as humans understand all this information.
So I stand up there and give this 20-minute message, and then she wraps the whole thing up in a better message in about 4 seconds. It's really
good. You know, that sounds like Sri and I.
Well, there's a balance there.
It is like a dance. But we encourage people to follow themselves and follow the leader. And above all, there's no more secrets anymore. You know, everything is out in the open, and we're living in the time of integrity.
Some of our greatest teachings come from our failures. Very simple.
Oh, well said. And some, I like to say, the bigger the failure, the bigger the ego that caused it.
There you go.
Which, you know, we need to find our surrender. It's so essential.
Well, why don't we surrender into another caller or so?
Yeah, we have other people standing by. We'd like to include them in the conversation.
Sure.
So let's go to line 5, John from New Jersey. Oh, welcome to the show.
Namaste, John. Welcome.
Namaste. Your guests today are absolutely phenomenal. I've been listening to them and have really, really, as usual, enjoyed your content and your show today. Really, what I had hoped to accomplish today really was just thank you guys, Sri and Kira, for the courage to follow your conviction and the courage that you've shown with the challenges that you faced in your life, and for providing so much inspiration. You've made Sundays for my wife Karen and I very, very enjoyable. I've been wanting to make this phone call to you guys for a while just to say thank you for the way you treat your listeners, for the way you treat your guests, for all the things that you do on a daily and weekly basis. Please keep it up. If the world had more folks like you in it, I think it'd be a much, much better place. And I just really wanted to say thanks. And I've enjoyed your show today immensely, as usual. And if you had time to give me a quick soul reading, I would really, really appreciate that.
Well, that's Kira's department. I just want to mirror back to you how lovely that you have shared this gratitude. It warms my heart, and I thank you for your courage.
Well, John, I just want to also...
It's my pleasure, believe me. It really is.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. And, you know, I have tears in my eyes, but I realize that they're not just tears of appreciation for you and for your own journey. You are growing so much. When you asked for the mini soul reading, I mean, I could hear it. I could hear that it was going to come in. However, I want you to feel, take a moment if you can. They're placing my hands are on my shoulders right now. That might seem kind of silly, but if you can take your fingers and just, is that what I'm doing, Sri?
Just
touch your shoulders right now with your fingers. And then as you do, if it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to do that. I want you to take in a deep breath. And when you relax out the breath, I want you to smile and release your hands. Just smile and release your hands. And they're saying all you need to know is to let go of that which feels hard and smile into the breath of the universe, and you are getting all of that back a thousandfold. Just relax more, release more, and smile often. And they're saying that is your little magic pill in the moment. And so that's all I can offer you, because they're saying that's all you need to hear. And Steve, is there anything you would want to add to that?
I just want to tell John that he's a teacher. He has come to Earth to basically tell a story, and we can't wait for it. It is safe to tell it now. So enjoy this.
All right.
Well, can I tell you one more thing, real quick?
Sure, honey.
You know, Sri and Carrie, you brought tears of joy to my eyes, and thank you so much for that.
Awesome.
You're very welcome, Angel. Smile, breathe, and smile, and let it be easy. Namaste.
I sure will.
All right.
Many blessings. And while we're in this wonderful flow of chatting with callers, let's head over to New York and say hi to Lee.
Namaste, Lee. Welcome to Sri and Kira.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm surprised.
Our pleasure. How can we serve you today?
I would like to have a mini soul reading.
Okay, I hear that. You know what? Take your hand to your heart real quick. And as you do, I wanted to share with you right now, as I connect with you, there's a sense of, it's funny, I wanted to use the word fear, but they're saying hesitancy. And that it's very important for you right now to allow yourself, and by the way, number two, all around you, to let go of hesitancy as you're experiencing moving forward. They're saying that, you know, it's always just, we have 2 feet, we have 2 hands, we have 2 eyes, we have 2 ears, and they're saying use them all. And this is why the number two is all around you right now. It's about the fullness of everything that's going on. And as you move forward over the next 2 weeks, moving into the next 2 years, there is a sense of expansion, and they're saying, welcome this. Do not be afraid of it, that there is a huge expansion coming forward for you right now. And so just let it happen. Try not to resist. Try not to be hesitant with anything. And I want you to take in a deep breath and just feel that come in. Feel that washing into you. And as you do, there's all this crystalline light. Like I'm wiping my eyes. Sri's looking at me. I'm wiping my eyes because all I'm seeing, it looks like little crystal stars all around you. And they're saying, enjoy the ride and let it be easy and flow. And so just take in a breath and feel that. And Steve or Barbara, did you want to share anything else with our beautiful caller?
I totally agree with you. I am feeling the hesitation. And what I'd like you to encourage you to do is stand in front of a mirror, a full-length mirror if you have it, and just observe yourself, your posture. If you are standing there with your arms kind of forward, your shoulders forward, just take a deep breath and pull your shoulders back and feel your strength enter your body and present yourself to the world like that. Because how we feel about ourselves is how others will see us, perceive us. So stand tall and let others see you, how you chose, how you choose to be seen to everyone around you.
I'd simply have to agree with what's been said so far. You're closer than you think. You're relearning how to look at life. You're letting go of some of the things you learned as a young child, and it's beautiful. Keep it up.
Thank you for calling, Lee. We send you our love and encouragement, and we know that all is truly well for you. Well, okay, beloved listeners, we're running into the top of the hour.
How does that happen?
We ran into the top of the half hour.
We just keep running.
We're moving, folks.
We are moving.
And so I'd like to just kind of head over to Barbara, and if you'd like to offer any closing words to our listeners, and then Steve, let's take a little roundtable benediction here.
Well, I am just so happy to join everyone today. There's a reason why we all connect, and I want everyone to just go with your truth and your heart, and above all, have a smile each day when you wake up, and your day will be better for that.
None of us carry all the message. We all carry a little fragment of it, and it's really beautiful when we can connect like this and share light, and it's absolutely magical. We have a word that the group gave me as kind of a greeting, and it's called a spavo. And basically it means thank you for taking your power. A spavo, everyone.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. And to our listeners, I want to remind you, you can learn more about Steve and Barbara at lightworker.com, and they have other websites as well. We want to send our sincere appreciation to you, Steve, and to you, Barbara, for taking the time to ignite the fire.
And for saying yes to your mission, for walking through everything and being such an extraordinary gift to the planet. Oh,
and to all of you listening, we want to just say we love you, take a deep breath in, and know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.